In Washington, this is VOA News. Police in Somalia say the terrorist siege of a Mogadishu hotel has ended, but not without many dying, including 15, the militant group Al-Shabaab claiming responsibility, saying the hotel is frequented by what it called apostate government members. Police say the terrorists set off a car bomb outside the hotel before gunmen burst into the building, firing their weapons at random and seizing hostages. Police stormed the hotel and killed the attackers on the building's roof. Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab has killed thousands since it began its campaign of terrorism. That was 10 years ago to turn Somalia into a conservative Islamic state. Russian and Syrian government warplanes killed at least 45 people, including children, happened in the eastern part of the country, and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that the strikes hit the town of Kureya in Deir ez-Zor province, which borders Iraq and is mostly controlled by the Islamic State militants. Meantime, U.S.-backed Syria Democratic forces clashed with IS inside of Manbij. That is a key stronghold of the extremist group. Afghanistan's Taliban says it will strongly retaliate for the resumption of U.S. airstrikes against the insurgent group and rejected assertions that bombing operations ever paused. The U.S. military began anti-Taliban air raids in the last week, but it was declined to provide any details. The move comes after President Obama expanded the authority under which U.S. troops in Afghanistan can attack insurgents. This is VOA News. Leaders of six European Union founding countries gathered in Berlin for an impromptu meeting to discuss the future of the European Union. And as Henry Ridgewell reports now, they called on Britain to begin exit negotiations as quickly as possible.
The European Union is licking its wounds after the Brexit vote. While European integration has taken a painful blow, the bloc's core members insist it won't be fatal. British Prime Minister David Cameron, who pledged to stand down by October, will travel to Brussels on Tuesday. The following day, the 27 remaining member states will meet for the first time without Britain at the table. Head of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, said the British exit will not be an amicable divorce, but neither had they ever had a deep love affair. But Britain isn't just divorcing Brussels. It's also leaving each of the member states. While some of them want to stay friendly and keep costs down, others want Britain to feel the economic pain of the breakup. And those differences will likely make for very difficult negotiations. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Brussels.
Pope Francis says the world should never forget or minimize the Ottoman-era slaughter of Armenians, and he urged Armenians and Turks to find peace and reconcile with one another. Francis and the Patriarch of the Armenian Apostolic Church participated in an ecumenical ceremony and prayer for peace in the Republic Square in Yerevan.
Dio benedica il vostro avvenire.
And the Pope said, may God bless your future. And he said, grant that the people of Armenia and Turkey take up again the path of reconciliation. He said, and may peace also bring forth Nagorno-Karabakh. Historians estimate that up to 1.5 million Armenians were killed by Ottoman Turks around the time of World War I, an event widely viewed as the first genocide of the 20th century. President Obama has designated the Stonewall National Monument in Greenwich Village in New York City as a national park and the first U.S. national monument to gay rights. In his weekly media address, the president said this month's shootings in Orlando, Florida, show more work needs to be done, but that the goal remains the same.
So we can't rest. We got to keep pushing for equality and acceptance and tolerance. But the arc of our history is clear. It's an arc of progress.
The monument includes the landmark Stonewall Inn. That's a tavern in New York where the gay rights movement gained political momentum nearly 50 years ago. Get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.